I'm sorry that you're displeased with our actions. I think that we don't always agree with the decisions that are made by our elected officials.
A decision by the Haines Assembly about Borough Manager Tom Bolin sparks lengthy public comments. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story, up next. On Tuesday night, the Haines Borough Assembly voted not to retain Tom Bolin as manager and rejected his resignation in a special assembly meeting that divided members and ended in a half hour of public comments from an audience of nearly 40 citizens. The meeting was originally called to reconsider a September 22nd decision whether or not to retain the manager without a contract until the manager or the assembly decides otherwise. But the meeting quickly turned into disagreements over the reasons and conditions for Bolin's dismissal/resignation. Bolin confirmed to the assembly by phone that he worked with the Haynesborough attorney Michael Gaddy to prepare a severance and release agreement after the special meeting was announced. He said he finds it difficult to work in the best interest of the borough with the assembly voting as they have and with the assembly configuration the way it currently is.
I have, in fact, tendered my resignation contingent on a severance agreement. That resignation was forwarded to Julie Cosby before I left town, and I have signed my portion of the severance agreement today in Mr. Gaddy's office. I just felt that with the assembly voting as they have and with the assembly configuration being as it currently is, it would be difficult for me to work forward in the best interest of the borough, and so I felt it was prudent to go ahead and resign.
A motion to suspend the rules, which moved public comments to the end of the meeting instead of before the vote, was the first item that divided the assembly 3-3. Mayor Jan Hill cast the deciding vote, noting that one assembly member had to board a plane soon and there was a need to move the meeting forward. That decision later received opposition from the public. Haines resident Tim June.
I would like to remind the mayor that suspending the rules is a very dangerous precedent, and I think that this may be a lesson for all of us, and especially you, because I don't think anything was accomplished by that. I think the public process is extremely important. I think it's important for assembly members to hear directly from the public about how they feel on an issue before they vote on it. I think it put the assembly members in a very awkward position.
During the meeting, the assembly briefly considered and rejected retaining the manager until municipal elections are finalized, retaining him as interim manager under contract, and the original motion to retain him on a non-contractual basis. Once those ideas were turned down, the assembly considered whether or not to accept Bolin's resignation. Mayor Jan Hill summarized the proposed agreement.
We have a motion on the floor to accept Tom Bolin's resignation effective September 29, 2009, and to authorize the mayor to execute a severance and release agreement, including compensation in the amount of $23,749.98, representing 3 months of his annual salary, and to waive the manager's 60-day notice under his current contract.
Assemblyman Scott Rossman expressed confusion over the need for severance, considering the manager is not being fired and voluntarily resigned.
Given $23,000 away, right?
That's the severance package.
That's giving it away. Why are we? Why don't we just let the contract go up and leave it at that? I don't understand why I'm going to be paying somebody $23,000 for the next 3 months.
Despite assurance from the borough attorney that a severance and release agreement is standard in the termination or resignation of a borough manager, Assemblyman Steve Vick upheld disapproval in the severance pay, which eventually affected the assembly's vote not to accept the resignation, which was contingent on the severance.
Yeah, I can understand why Tom agreed. I don't know why he would. I think absolutely right. And not to argue with the lawyer on this, but we wouldn't be terminating him. We just wouldn't be renewing his contract. His contract expires tomorrow. I don't see where the rush is. Where is the rush in saying, why can't we wait 1 week and do this then? You get the same vote because you hold the same assembly, and we won't have to waste $23,000. And it would just be we no longer need his services, as the previous motion said. So I'm following a timeline here of last week. We didn't renew his contract, but we said we'd retain him as interim. Friday, there's a meeting at 1:30 with the manager and the mayor and this lawyer. Outcome from that meeting is the special meeting gets announced. Over the weekend, we have a resignation. we better hurry up and make him resign before his contract expires tomorrow. What's up? What's the rush?
Assemblyman Norm Smith addressed an ongoing pattern that, on more than five occasions, led the assembly into tie votes broken by the mayor.
There's obviously an obvious split here, and you keep breaking the tie, which leads people to believe that there's something hidden here that three of us sitting here don't know about. And that's what Steve and I think Scott is objecting to.
That insinuation colored the public comment period, which followed the final vote.
My name is Deborah Boat. I live in Haines. I guess I'm struck tonight at a huge difference in the comments from the public, which are so unanimously supportive of the manager, and the comments of the staff that are so strongly not supportive. And also Mr. Warner's point that there seems to be three who are feel strongly one way and three who are the direct opposite. And it just seems to me that whatever the problem is, if it sounds like a management problem, why didn't we get him some training?
Several borough employees testified in support of the assembly's decision, beginning with Gila Stewart, chief fiscal officer for the borough.
I've worked with Tom Boland for over a year now, closely. We worked on the budget together. We worked on grants together. We worked on legal issues and agreements. And I just want to say that I think that this is a particularly difficult thing for the assembly to do because it's a personnel matter, and so it's inherently somewhat confidential, and yet it's such a public process. But after working with Tom Boland for a year very closely as a fellow officer of the borough, there's not a single doubt in my mind that the assembly has made the right decision.
My name's Brad Maynard, I'm the Director of Public Facilities, and I'm standard because I'm agreeing with Gila's position, and I think it's pretty important to realize that I know Gila's been here for years, Julie has. Everybody that works for the borough as an employee has been here for many, many years, and they're probably the biggest strengths of what's kept the borough moving forward.
But many members of the public stood up to show support for Boland's work and disagree with the assembly's decision not to retain him.
I'm Rob Goldberg. I would like to publicly thank Tom Boland for his service to the borough. From my perspective on the Planning Commission, Tom is the only manager we've ever had who regularly attended Planning Commission meetings, and he was there to try to make things happen in the borough, to try to get things done. He's helpful, he's intelligent. I think he spent more time in that office than any manager we've had. He was there after hours, weekends, and in the last year, things have gotten done.
I'm Heather Reddy, and I just came to the meeting to say this, and I think I will, even though I put all these things that are a little odd, but I wanted to say that I enjoyed working with Tom Ball very much. As a library board president, and he's been thoughtful, available, conservative, and helpful. And I wanted to make sure I said that for him publicly, no matter how all this turns out.
Still, citizens raised further questions about the reasons behind the assembly's decision, what steps the assembly took to resolve problems with the manager, and a question from Norman Blank about the release agreement with a response from the mayor.
And I have one question on this severance agreement with Tom Boland. Was there a silence issue in there?
Not exactly that. It was, he agreed to keep confidential. There was nothing.
Silence.
We all have to keep confidential.
Mayor Hill closed the meeting by addressing some public comments and explaining that some information must remain confidential within the assembly and that the public will not always agree with their representatives.
I want to thank everyone for your comments, and we certainly understand, and I want you to understand, this was not an easy decision. And a lot of thought has gone into this. We've done evaluations. We have gone through the process. I apologize if people felt that we didn't follow the process. We thought we did. We We hired an attorney a few months ago to help us get through these kinds of situations, and that's what he did in the last few days. I'm only going to respond to one question, and that was, you know, why the rush? It wasn't a rush. Mr. Bolin submitted his resignation and asked us to act on it. And so that's what we're doing. And I'm sorry that you're displeased with our actions. You know, I've received many calls, many emails, and the door continues to be open. And I think that we don't always agree with the decisions that are made by our elected officials. And, you know, whether that be your local borough assembly, your city council, your state elected officials, or our federal delegation in Washington, D.C. But I do appreciate the process. I appreciate you taking the time to come to our meeting and share your thoughts with us. It does make a difference.
The borough is currently recruiting a manager. Borough Clerk Julie Causey, who is currently acting manager, says they already have two applications, and the Assembly will likely consider the topic of hiring an interim manager at the October 13th meeting. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell.